This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable. To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm not Joe Messina. I'm Kimberly Marin, and I'm guest hosting for him tonight. And we are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com, where you can join in the chat room and talk about things that we're talking about on the show. Or you can hang out on the Facebook live feed. We're there as well. We're also on YouTube live, and you can even find us over on Twitter live. I have a guest on with me, Lisa Freeman, who is a Republican state legislator from New Hampshire. And I asked her to stay on. We talked about local politics before and why local elections are so important. But now I thought I'd keep Lisa on for the next hour so we can talk about current events that are going on all over the country. Welcome, Lisa, and thank you for staying on with me.
My pleasure, Kim. You and I could talk for a couple hours. That's for sure.
Right? So one of the big things that came out over the weekend was Nike decided to have Kaepernick, the former NFL football player, be one of their spokespersons, and they, you know, made some thing about, you know, with sacrificing everything, blah blah, just do it. And this is a guy who, he was the first one, I think, who took a knee during the national anthem to protest for, you know, Black Lives Matter and whatever.
Police brutality and, yep.
Yeah, what do you think about that? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Do you think there's any hypocrisy attached to it? I mean, the guy was on, what, a $10 million contract? And you're gonna take a knee to protest police brutality, and you make $10 million a year. Social injustice. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I mean, is it not a better vehicle to protest?
That's my.
Is it not a better way?
Right, and that's what got me really aggravated because, you know, to me, sports was always a break from politics and regular work, you know, everyday life. It was just a time when we all got to unify together. It didn't matter if the person you're sitting next to is a Democrat or Republican or independent or what their job is. You all were cheering on the same team, so you all came together for a common cause. Now, whether people agree with football or sports or whatever, but it still unified people as opposed to what's happened now.
So sports and music and the arts are supposed to be entertainment. And people seek entertainment to escape temporarily from their everyday life. Why do I want that in my face all the time?
Right.
I don't need that in
face
all. I really, you know what? I don't care what your political opinion is. I pay $150 a ticket to go sit in Foxborough and watch the Patriots, go Patriots. I don't care what your political views are. I don't. Really, really don't care. And quite frankly, I'm not going to take my hard-earned $150, spend it on a ticket to watch you morons on the field.
No, exactly. And, you know, and the thing is, that's their job. They're getting paid a lot of money to do that. Why don't they protest outside of it where they could actually make a difference, possibly, because they're already famous. I can't in the middle of the meeting decide I'm going to take a knee or do something to protest something I don't like that has actually nothing to do with my job. No one can do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, when this stuff is coming out in the music industry, I remember Bruce Springsteen came out and said something. And I remember what it was, but boy, was I mad. And I said, I'll never go to one of his concerts. And I meant it.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
Every single musician who's come out and vocalized their political view, boom, you're boycotted. I don't care. And especially if you're a liberal. Why would I put money in your pocket? Why would I put money in your pocket? I'm not going to do it. I'll support the people that I align with.
You know, and again, I don't care if someone after a show or when they're on their own personal time comes out and says all kinds of political things they believe in, because a lot of us have political beliefs, and that's okay. But don't do it when it's your job. Don't do it on the job, because you don't know who's there. It's a multitude of people who have different beliefs. They are there just to see your music or your sport or your musical, because I know, you know, they did that with Hamilton a couple years ago, and I was going to spend $500 to see that musical on Broadway, and I refused. I did not. And
exactly.
I never ever listened to the music again because they politicized it. Just don't. Wait until after, because you already have a podium, because you're, you know, supposed to be famous. So, you know, supposedly Nike stock tanked a little bit today. What do you think is going to happen as a result?
Oh, no, this stock tanked, and it tanked a lot. It tanked a lot. What do I think is going to happen? I think it's just going to continue to go down. You know, I don't understand what these corporations don't understand. You have a corporation to run, not a country. Or maybe I'm being naive. But the bottom line is, can't you find a better role model? What happened to decorum? Can you tell me? And I'm not that old. I'm really not. But what happened to decorum? Why is it that everything we believe in, we need to wear it on our sleeve? I don't need to know. I'm on a need-to-know basis. Honestly.
I know. All right. We will be back. And we will talk about some more current events that are going on. I'm talking with Lisa Freeman. You're on The Real Side with Joe Messina. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here.
Welcome
today.
Back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show on the go. I am still here talking with State Representative from New Hampshire, Lisa Freeman, who is fabulous. And
I know what you want to say, but you can't.
And we're talking about, you know, current events now. And, you know, we're talking about the controversial Nike new spokesman. But, you know, another, and Lisa, you're the one who told me about this because I didn't even have a chance to look it up today. Another clothing manufacturer has decided to really flip their minds and jump the shark to hurt Americans. And this is Levi Strauss. Why don't you tell us what these nitwits are doing now?
So today the CEO, Chip Berg, has pledged $1 million to community groups and partnered with Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety to form now a new coalition called the Every Town Business Leaders for Gun Safety. So CEO Berg claims that 96 Americans are killed by guns every day. Now, what does that mean? First off, that statistic is grossly, grossly overestimated, okay? And I did a little bit of research on this. It turns out that his statistics absolutely parrot what Every Town for Gun Control, Gun Safety says. So all he's doing is really, you know, regurgitating the same incorrect numbers.
You know,
and then he goes on to say that our homicide rate is more than 25 times the average rate of high-income countries. Well, you know, I don't think that's true either. And
he's another one who's out of his mind. But, you know, you gotta laugh because this new group, you know, Bloomberg has had multiple failed groups, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, then Moms Demand, then Every Town for Gun Safety. And now this one's called Every Town Business Leaders for Gun Safety. But nothing they talk about has anything to do with gun safety. It's gun control. The NRA is the world's largest gun safety training organization in the world. And they actually teach gun safety. These guys aren't doing anything about gun safety. It's all gun control. Their name alone is a misnomer, and they should be mocked incessantly for it, in my opinion.
I agree. And, you know, this is just another attempt. It's another attempt for a gun grab. How dare Levi Strauss? Levi Strauss, a company that represents American values.
Used to, right.
And American values. How dare you think it's appropriate for you to jump on this political bandwagon? Because that's all it is. This isn't about a corporation being concerned about children or gun safety. This is a corporation that's making a political statement. Well, you know what? I'm done with you, too. So Nike and Levi's, you, my household, another pair of Levi's or another pair of Nikes will never walk through this door. And I'm not the only one, Kim. You and I both know many, many people who will do this.
Yes. No, that's exactly it. And, you know, he wants to make his stores gun-free zones. Even if it's the law in the state, he wants no guns in his stores, which would just be a rule if it's, you know, not against the law. And it's interesting that he decides to do this. He basically says it was from somebody who accidentally shot and injured himself while trying on a pair of jeans. Well, you know what? That's a sad situation. The person obviously wasn't careful with their firearm.
Obviously.
But you're going to blame that on all law-abiding citizens, the 90 million gun owners who were very careful and didn't have an accident that day? I mean, this, you know, do you blame all sober drivers who never get into an accident for the actions of drunk drivers? No.
Do you blame all drivers when they get into an accident? That's why they call it an accident. Not intentional, it's called an accident.
Right, and it's just interesting that more of these companies are coming out and putting their politics out on their sign along with their items, their products, but the problem with this is it's not just him personally doing this, it's the company he said is doing it.
Right. And he also made a grand gesture to his employees as well, as if they donate to this new collaborative, he'll match every donation that they make. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? You know, honestly, in this day and age, a lot of what I hear is what's called branding. Everything's branding. You need a brand, something that represents you. Well, if this is what Levi Strauss and Nike want to be known for, you can kiss your companies goodbye. You can kiss Wall Street goodbye, because we are Americans. Americans first. And if you think kowtowing to millennials is going to keep your numbers on Wall Street as high as they are, you're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. So, you know, let them do it. Let them do it. I'm waiting for them to implode just like Nike's going to.
Well, and I don't understand, if they're doing this as a company, how does it feel if you work there? And from the top down,
and
everybody's
you don't
pushing.
Agree. Yes.
Exactly, and you don't agree. What kind of position does that put employees who disagree in? I would think that would not be a pleasant place to, or environment to work, especially if maybe you are a firearms instructor. Maybe you actually teach gun safety, which these morons don't teach. But that puts people in a position that, honestly, what's that say about, that says more about the company than if they're just touting this and not including, you know, not getting employees in on it. It says that they don't actually care about even their own employees. Never mind Americans.
Right, it does.
They don't care.
Yeah,
about,
it does.
Yeah.
It does. And, you know, this is the type of stuff that will, it explodes on them. It explodes in not a good way.
No. We will be right back, and we will continue this conversation. We have some other gun control nitwits that we can talk about. This is Kimberly Marin. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina and my guest, Lisa Freeman. We'll be back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be returning to Capitol Hill on Wednesday. After a day of senators' opening statements and contention, Judge nominee Kavanaugh was given the time for his opening statement.
I've ruled sometimes for the prosecution and sometimes for criminal defendants, sometimes for workers and sometimes for businesses.
He's replacing conservative Anthony Kennedy, who at times sided with liberal views. Kavanaugh lauded Kennedy, for whom he clerked before going into practice. That included George W. Bush's White House and 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals.
If confirmed to the Supreme Court, I will keep an open mind in every case. I will do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Kimberly Marin filling in for Joe. He's letting the ladies take over tonight. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check us out at therealside.com. We also have a chat room over there. You can be chatting about everything during the show. I am here. We're just going to get right back into it. I am here with Lisa Freeman, who is a New Hampshire state legislator. Oh, my God. Gosh, I can't say it. New Hampshire state legislator. And we are talking about current events. And one of the topics we were just talking about is Levi Strauss and how they're going to partner up with Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire Michael Bloomberg, who has armed security for his family, and how he wants to push more gun control across the country with another nitwit who probably has a lot of money, the CEO and president of Levi Strauss, Chip Berg. You know, I find it interesting, Lisa, that Bloomberg started out with what? All these other organizations, and all of them have been essentially failures. All of them. They've gotten nothing done on the federal level. They've gotten the only places they actually have gotten stuff done is places that were already super strict with gun control, typically, other than pushing ridiculous gun control in Vermont, which is insane considering it had the least amount of crime ever. They're going to keep going. He's just paying these idiots to keep doing this. And, you know, I did.
Where does all this money come from, Kim? Where does all this money come from? I think somebody should look into his finances.
It's not just coming from his own money. I'm sure he's getting donations. And I know, I thought he was pairing up with Gabby Giffords and her organization.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah, to push gun control. So they're pushing gun control all over the country, but honestly, in the last 10 years, since they've been really pushing this across the country, more states have become constitutional carry states than before. Than ever before, other than when, you know, we first started.
Last year, and we just passed constitutional carry last year in New Hampshire, which
that's
was
right.
Just phenomenal. Yep. It was a long time coming, and Kim, you were behind a lot of that, and kudos to you.
Well, you know, it took a couple years to get that through because we had Democrat yep. governor. As soon as we got a Republican governor, that was the first bill he signed. But now, and nothing happened. Everything's all good. We're still one of the lowest states for crime. But these nitwit Democrats want to come in.
Number two in the country.
Right. These nitwit Democrats want to come in and that want all this gun control. They want to ban quote unquote assault weapons, which really means they want to ban all semi-automatic rifles, kids. They want to ban all kinds of things and put in all kinds of gun control. And they're doing it across the country. And I swear to God, they can't be stupid. It's got to be because they're getting money from these idiots like Bloomberg. We know Bloomberg spent a ton of money in New Hampshire in the past 2 years. It didn't work.
Right.
But they're doing it all over the country. And they won't stop.
Right. But Kim, it's for the children.
Don't make me spit out my water.
It's for the children. Don't you care about children?
They dip their hands in whatever blood of whatever victim happens to be around. And if it turns out that the killer was one of them or, you know, just broke gun control laws that already exist, like the nitwit in Jacksonville, you know, then they kind of ignore it. That one goes away. And then, of course, they don't care about inner city violence in general.
Like Chicago. Look at Chicago. People, if you're not religious, that's okay, but pray for Chicago because people are being killed. Innocent people are being killed in the streets, and they have some of the most oppressive gun laws in the country. And guess what? Those criminals don't care about gun laws. They don't care about gun laws. They don't care about who they're shooting down. Pray for Chicago because they need some help. Desperately need some help.
And, you know, the thing that is awful is Democrats will never admit the real reason the real reason that there's issues in those areas, because it's not an inanimate object. It's poverty and the poor education. It's basically Democrat policies who are helping cause these issues in these cities. That's why they will push. They'd rather push gun control on all the law-abiding citizens, including the poor people who live in those places and can't protect themselves, because they don't want to admit the truth about why it's happening.
Exactly.
They never want to admit it.
In Chicago, and knowing that you can't carry a firearm. You can't carry. Yeah. So you're an open target. You're an open target. Every minute you walk outside the door, even when you're in your house, you're an open target because you have no way to defend yourself. And that's not what our Constitution was made to be. That's not what our Constitution was made out to be. You have a right. You have an appointed right to protect yourself and your family. And it's egregious to me to watch what's happening in Chicago. It really is bad. It really is sad.
No, it's horrifying. The same thing's happening in Washington, D.C. and other big cities like this. And, you know, there's cities in California, same thing. And it's horrifying that people have to even deal with this on multiple levels. But the gun control issue, it's like, do they really think, you know, they think if they, the nitwits running the debate for New Hampshire governor, the Democrats, debate today I watched. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you need
God
alcohol.
God bless you. God bless you. Yeah.
I have to live tweet these. CD1 races tomorrow. I'm going to be live tweeting that too, if anyone's interested. That's a bunch of crazy Democrats too. But, you know, they're like, we need to make sure no one can ever bring a gun in schools. And, you know, under federal law, if you have a pistol, revolver, license or permit, whatever your state calls it, that you've been given to from your state, that means you can carry a firearm concealed in a school because you're a law-abiding gun owner. You had the background checks, you had the criminal check, blah, 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 whatever. Those people aren't the ones who are shooting up schools. But they're trying to say that anyone who carries one is potentially a criminal, so they're calling law-abiding gun owners criminals, which is what most Democrats end up eventually doing. And they're saying they're actually saying that if they make it so no one can bring a gun into school, then the criminals won't either. They're not that stupid. And no one is that stupid. They are intentionally fear-mongering and dumbing down their voters and other people who might vote for them by lying to them. And
exactly.
Again,
and you know what?
They're
not looking at the facts. They're not looking at this constitutionally. They're not even looking at this as preemptive. They're not trying to find a solution. All they're trying to do is down a vote. And you can't tell me for 1 second that they don't know full well that taking guns away from anybody does not protect you against somebody who has a gun. It's all tapping into emotion. That's it. And unfortunately, the children, the Las Vegas shooting, it doesn't matter. It's feelings. It's all about my feelings. Oh, I'm so sad, and the way to fix this is to get rid of guns. Well, you know what? You can put a gun on the floor right now. You can dance around it. You can taunt it. You can call it names. Guess what? It's never going to fire itself. We do not have a gun problem in this country. We have a mental health crisis in this country that's not being addressed. And that is the reality of it.
And those... You should not criminalize mental illness. It needs to be kept separate from gun control because the two are not mutually exclusive.
Amen. They're not. Mental illness is not. It should never be looked at as something that's so bad that it can't be dealt with. Absolutely not. Listen, if you're an addict. People don't look at you cross-eyed. If you tell them you have a mental illness, forget about it. All bets are off.
Right, what they're trying to do, they're trying to play both sides of the coin. So, and some of the times they don't realize it. When you talk to some, they do. Oh, we'll be back in a minute, guys. We're gonna take a break real quick. We'll finish this discussion on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Come right back, and we'll finish the conversation with Lisa Freeman.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Got 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Kimberly Marin. I am not, obviously, Joe Messina. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com. I am continuing on with Lisa Freeman, a New Hampshire state legislator, and we're talking about current events, especially gun control. Actually, I want to continue on this because we were at an event, Lisa, on Saturday,
yes,
where some hippies, old harpy hippies, were protesting Kittery Trading Post, which is, for those of you who don't know, Kittery Trading Post is the biggest, it's a huge store that sells all kinds of sporting goods. It's a huge store. It sells everything. But they have one of the biggest gun shops in New England. It is the biggest gun shop in New England and probably along the East Coast. You know, I'm not sure about all the way down in Florida, but, so it's huge. And they're great to their customers. They're great to the community. But these whack jobs from both New Hampshire and Maine, it's located in Kittery, Maine, decided to protest because they don't want them selling, quote, assault weapons. Of course, Kittery doesn't sell those. They sell semi-automatic rifles only. But, you know, that doesn't stop these nitwits from protesting. So, Lisa, how did you like that protest on Saturday?
Oh, my God. It was awesome. We
outnumber them easily, number one. Number two, listen, I'm no spring chicken, but that was the geriatric crowd. I mean, come on. Was there a penis special across the street at the restaurant? Please. You know, honestly, what exactly, what was the point they were trying to make? Do you know, Kittery Trading Post didn't know that that protest was going to happen. And what they did when they found out is they served that group with a no trespassing order, which means that they couldn't stand on the sidewalk because it's public property and they couldn't block traffic. And they couldn't stand on Kittery's lawn because that's the Kittery Trading Post lawn because it's Kittery Trading Post property.
So, yep.
You know, what exactly did they think they were going to accomplish? Did they think that people were going to boycott? Didn't happen. That was probably one of their busiest shopping days ever. I know the 60 of us that were out there supporting Kittery Trading Post went in at some time or another. I dropped a couple of $100. I don't know about anybody else. And the owner was so appreciative for our support. So appreciative. Sent us out a case of water and fudge and T-shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they thinking?
This is the thing. So, and this is, again, goes back to local politics. So these people are protesting. If they were the only ones there protesting, other people driving by might think, oh my goodness, they're the only voice, right? They must be right. They're the only voice. But what they saw instead was a bigger group of people counter-protesting the protesters and supporting
right.
Second Amendment rights in Kittery Trading Post.
That's right.
And that's what people, you know, it's good to have both, you know, arguments, right? You have an argument, you have a counter-argument, but those people that were protesting, the gun control protesters, they don't even have an argument because they don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
And it's the same with every town.
Yeah, exactly. There's no such thing as an assault weapon. Assault is a verb, not a noun. There's no such thing as an assault weapon. A semi-automatic weapon can be a pistol.
It's not
exclusive. It's a firearm, for crying out loud. You know,
Go.
No,
go ahead. Well, I was going to say, what they don't understand, they somehow think that a semi-automatic rifle that might look a little bit different or built differently than one with wood somehow fires faster than the one with wood, but that's not true.
Yeah, right.
They all fire the same exact way, as fast as your finger can pull the trigger. So this is the problem. They don't know what they're talking about. So this is why people need to counter protest and need to spread the truth, because some people don't know. If someone's never touched a firearm, they have no idea if these people are lying or not. So they believe them until you show up, or, you know, a counter protester shows up and says, that's not the way it is. That's not the way it is.
Right.
This
exactly.
is how it really works.
Exactly.
So,
and what was great was that the gun owners of Maine were there. And
yep.
We caught wind of it down in New Hampshire, and we organized our own little protest. And I didn't think more than 10 people were going to be there. Well, boy, wasn't it, and weren't we all pleasantly surprised when we saw the Go Maine group there?
Yes. Yep.
It really did energize me on a lot of levels. Because Maine and New Hampshire are very similar in our gun laws. Maine is the safest state in the country. Maine is number one. We are number two. So we have to align ourselves with each other.
Yeah. Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire are three of the safest places in the safest states in the country when it comes to homicide rate or criminal, you know, behavior, whatever. But the thing is, so in each of these individual states, you know, we have strong Second Amendment supporters, you know, organizations and groups, but it's got to be everywhere, and you have to be just as loud and get out there and tell your side, because people don't know, regular people who maybe never shot a firearm or whatever, they don't know the truth. But if you have counter-protesters talking to them and telling them the truth, then they can find out, because they're not going to find out from grandmas
the mainstream media.
Field trip.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, and the thing, too, is people don't understand it, and that's why I feel blessed to live in New Hampshire. But people, like, and I feel for people, like, in California or New Jersey, we have very oppressive gun laws. You know, here's the thing. Just because those laws are on the book doesn't mean they have to stay on the book. People have to organize. They have to get together, because if the Second Amendment fails, then all the other amendments fail. And people must understand. And they must understand that it is not about having a weapon to hunt. It's about you protecting your family, but also if there's ever the possibility that the military is going to infringe on you as the public, you have a right to be able to defend yourself against that military or militia. So people have to get up to speed with what the Second Amendment is about and why the Founding Fathers put it in there. You know, it's not an antiquated amendment by any stretch. It applies all the time across the ages. So I hope and I pray that people in those states with those oppressive gun laws get together and say, you know what, enough. Enough is enough. You're infringing on my rights now.
And that's the thing. Like, one of the signs at the rally on Saturday at the protest was the second endorsed, which I don't know what endorsed means exactly, the second endorsed muskets, not AK-47s.
Right.
They
it's
don't
crazy.
Even understand history. When the Second Amendment was written, the citizens had the same exact firearms as the military, and I put quotes around military. So they don't even grasp that, you know, the history, and then of course they don't understand any of the gun control laws that already exist. A couple weeks ago, I spent time schooling lots of people about after Jacksonville happened, because they don't know the truth. And some people are like, "Oh, I didn't know that," while as others are like, "I don't care." So you know, it's getting the people on board who don't know.
Exactly. And you know what, here's the thing, you may not be crazy about guns, and I said this, I'm not a gun enthusiast, I know you are, you know a lot about guns, I'm not a gun enthusiast, I know how to handle a gun, I know how to fire a gun, but the bottom line is that Second Amendment is there for a reason, whether you're a gun enthusiast or not, and it is your right as an American, and you should, and I don't care who you are, you should be standing up to defend it, even if you never, ever touch a gun. Even if you never touch a gun. Because, again, I
absolutely
believe that if the Second Amendment fails, they all fail. They all fail. Freedom of speech is gone if Second Amendment is. It's just the way it is.
Due process will be gone. Yeah, everything. They just don't even realize that. Because they have such... they probably want to take some of those amendments away, so I guess it doesn't matter unless it agrees with them. So,
honestly, and that's fine. And I hear people say that sometimes. Oh, the Constitution is a living, breathing document. No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not.
Right.
I don't know where anybody got that idea. Well,
some Marxists on the left.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
Right. No, they don't understand. Yep. Oh, when it comes to changing with the times, it just means we get to have the same thing equivalent as they did back then. I mean, the person who wrote the sign saying that it only covered muskets, she didn't write that sign. She wrote it on, you know, cardboard paper that you buy at the hobby store with a marker.
Honestly, it looked like a bunch of second graders did their signs. Honestly.
Well,
it was kind of embarrassing.
It was embarrassing, but...
And one of the signs said something about having the same weapons as the military. I don't know if the military has any AK-47s. I'm thinking that's probably not what they use.
No. So thank you so much, Lisa, for joining me on the show. I'm Kimberly Marinfield.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And you know what? I'm filling in for Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe Messina. We will be back on the flip side. And Lisa, thank you again. And I will...